Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
How important is it for people to feel what they want to manifest on a daily basis then, as opposed to once in a while?
I mean, look, I'm living proof that you can exponentially accelerate towards it if it's part of your focus. What I've just found is, again, I think with a lot of stuff that I do, it's extreme, right? It's like so extreme, like, you know.
You track every minute of your life.
Yeah, like tracking all every minute of my life, having the qualitative data of every single day, asking myself how I feel about my life 0 to 10, right? And of life, work, and health. It is a clear indication of the quality of your life.
Yes.
And I see direct correlation to my discipline on my quantitative stuff. Did I get up at 5? Did I brain train? Did I meditate? Did I get in the gym? Did I have a clean diet? Did I not drink? You could look straight up the line and look at the qualitative numbers and they are one for one, right? And at scale, you've gamified your discipline. In a sense, you've gamified driving the quality of your life, right? Which, what does that do? What do all those things actually deliver to you? You're just happier, you're more fulfilled, you feel better about yourself, you have more confidence, you have more belief, right? Like all of these things. But again, I started it in 2015. I was never able to do an entire year until 2020. It took me 5 years to do an entire year. Now in 2021, I set my goals in 2021 based off of having an entire year of this data. To be like, I'm going to average 20 points above on the quality of life, qualitative data, and I'm gonna be 80% on my health balance, quantitative stuff. And that's what I committed to, only I am currently at like 21 and like 95. Like once I gamified it and now I'm playing the stats, like it made me even that much more disciplined and excited and energetic to stay more disciplined, which in turn gives you more energy, more discipline, and more
self-belief,
output, more self-belief, more success, all these things that compound on top of each other, because it really is a compound effect in all aspects of your life if you see your life as all of these different systems that have the ability to expand, right? Because as they expand and they're harmonious, you get this extraordinary energy and build this great foundation that you grow into the ideal version of yourself.
Yes.
Because that's ultimately everybody's goal. You know?
If you could only do 5 things on a daily basis that would set you up for freedom, success, abundance, what would those 5 things be?
The core 5 that I do. I'll skip brain train because that's just more like a discipline thing for fun. But you get up early. You get so much out of being highly organized and having time to get a ton of stuff executed before the chaos starts,
yes.
Right? Because I don't care who you are, the chaos starts, you know, in my case, it starts at 7, the moment my kids get up.
Yeah.
So everything that I can get done ahead of then is essential, right? And including free thinking and ideating and all these things that get lost when you're just going from thing to thing
busy,
to thing,
yeah.
And exhausted and then like veg out, get up, go thing to thing, right? Like the life force is constantly recalibrating and getting clarity on where you're headed,
yes.
As part of it. But one for sure, get up early, meditate. Everybody does it in a lot of different ways. Meditation for me isn't get quiet. and breathe. Mm. It is, I put headphones on, I get in a dome, and I listen to a guided manifestation meditation. That's basically reinforcing my drive and ambition and hopes and dreams rather than trying to bring peace. And it's a different style, but I think anytime you just take that like 20 minutes to be outside of your body and ultimately reality, if you will, is a great reset. Far and above is diet. If I could boil down the core of my happiness, the core of my execution, it is literally clean diet. It also compounds. It compounds back and forth. You can get clean and get a big momentum, and you can just start to eat lightly bad and you just level off. You know what I mean? You definitely can't go a layer deeper, but it is, of course, the hardest one to maintain. It's the battle between the upper self and lower self, right? Yes. It is that pure battle of like, you know you shouldn't be doing it, but like you just can't stop it. Then once you start it, I have to create all this discipline and gamify it to protect me from me. Because I will start to dip down.
To justify,
I'll dip down and then I'll do like fake health for a while, right? And then I'll be like, after my wife's birthday, then I'm gonna get focused again. It would like literally summer, dip back, up in the winter. Starting over January 1. It's almost December, it's just pizza and wine.
And cheese and cookies, man, ice cream.
And to me, it's like.
So how do you do an 80-20 approach to that? Do you have a cheat day?
I just try not to lose control. And then I keep a foundation of, and my foundation is just chicken, vegetables, and intermittent fasting. No rice, no bread, no snacks. Chicken and vegetables at like 10 or 11, chicken and vegetables at like 3 or 4. Okay, it's date night. I'm gonna go with the wife and we're gonna go movie, I'll have popcorn, right? Yeah. Like it's your baseline that you can commit to. Now it's a battle between your upper and lower self. Even with this much discipline, I was still fighting it and wavered throughout the summer, but stay committed to like, let's be this year. Look at how disciplined, how much better you feel about life, all of the things that are happening to you. Let this be the beginning. At year 5, I finally had like a pure year that I envisioned in 2016 that I was trying to sell to you that I was going to develop and be. And it took 5 years. And I just think that's another testament of like, you're talking, I'm so disciplined, I'm so committed, yet I still, highs and lows and chaos, like is just a testament to like having a plan and knowing that, hey, it's a, you're gonna grow into this over the next 25 years, not try to do it
overnight.
In 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.